HIP thing was my main thing. I just got to get some help in there because we're covering stuff, but, you know, I appreciate that.
Well, if we're posted, as soon as Jim gets back in here, we can vote on your rather bill.
Okay.
As far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, and
that's just a...
the sewer board had voted to recommend to the county commission, since, you know, the gentlemen are in charge of the sales tax, that we cease payment to the village of Bradleyville. And then the money that Bradleyville has accumulated over the last few years is $344,000 in sum, that be remitted back to the 75%, that we can use that in other areas.
I do have to get back.
Just the Bradley. I was sharing with Chuck the Bradley bill.
Disincorporation with the sewer tax dollars?
Yeah. And the sewer board had recommended, they had voted unanimously to recommend to the county commission that we cease allocation to the village of their portion of the sales tax monies.
I move that we didn't post it, though. We can't cease that allocation.
Yeah. We're not posted for sewer?
We're posted for sewer, but not for... the allocation was specifically to Bradleyville.
Okay.
Maybe we better do it.
Let me know.
Well, that's fine.
Again, I think we're going to post. You don't even have to be here for it. So
yeah.
It's going to be to cease allocation, right?
Yes. Bradleyville
cease
part of the 1/8
allocation to Bradleyville
village
due to the disincorporation. Okay, gotcha.
Okay. The other thing, we're working, I was with Great River yesterday, and we're working on the utility forecast on our sewer rate. You know, what's it now? What's it going to be over the next 1, 2, 3 to 5 years? We have the expenditures pretty well in hand on that. We're going to work on the revenues next week.
You need to go. I'll call you. You don't want to be late.
I don't either. I'm just taking that.
Yeah.
Just call me right now.
I just wondered if you gentlemen want to do that in a work session with the sewer board once we have that product ready to give that presentation.
No, that'd be good.
So we could all be in that all room together. Okay.
Hello.
See you.
Now that's just too
cool. Have a nice weekend.
See you, Jim. Thanks,
man.
I'm going to mute this.
I can hear you.
Okay, that's just a copy, and I emailed Jim one. This is the capital improvement budget that's being.
I was just going to say we need to
get
that phone microphone.
John, you'll have to be close to this in order for Jim to hear you.
Okay. I'm just passing out a copy of the proposed capital improvement budget for 2010. I finally got my numbers from the engineering firms that I needed in order to give this to Rick Finley. I just wanted to share that with you. In this copy here, I've highlighted in pink the projects beginning on page 2 that the sewer board would like to address next year. And the ones highlighted in blue are the ones that we are currently working on. It does show the funds that will carry over into 2010 to finish those projects up, mainly Ozark Beach and Dam Site and Spring Creek Subdivision. It's just for your, Rick has adjusted the revenues that we think that we'll realize in 2010. He has adjusted those back. I don't know what those numbers are that he's adjusted back to. So those revenues here are incorrect based on what Rick has, how he's adjusted those numbers. But the expenditures are what we're predicting. Of course, the sewer board hasn't seen this yet and it hasn't been approved by the commission.
Hey, hey, John.
Yes.
When you said the revenues are not correct, are they high or low?
My revenues showing here are based off of historical numbers through this year and last year. They're going to be high because, Rick, I didn't know about the court ruling that happened. I didn't know anything about that, and Rick had educated me briefly on that. So he has rolled those revenues down. But I haven't seen that yet, though.
Okay.
I don't know how much. But I just wanted to pass this out.
We're going to roll back 300,000.
Okay.
Well, and the other thing that's going to affect you is we are making an adjustment for the TIF districts because there's a lot more revenues coming out of the TIF district than we originally anticipated.
Yeah, I've increased those after talking about that with Rick.
Okay.
$50,000 over last year.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be more. We're already $50,000 over than what we budgeted now.
I'm sorry, that was for one TIF, so it was $100,000.
Yeah. Yeah, we was at $250,000 last year.
Right.
And this run was as of October 31st, we was at $224,000 on one, so we was close to that one already.
Okay.
So those might need to be up a little bit more. Rick knows more about that than I do on the TIF.
I think they're going to be closer to $400,000.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
From what we can tell, because Rick thought we were at $224,000 as of August 3rd, I think is what I heard. It may have been 31st.
Yeah, August 31st, we was at $224,000.
So that's only 8 months. So if you add an extra, possibly $100,000 this month, this year, that puts us at $324,000 with no growth. And so we think that the TIP numbers will be closer to $400,000. Now, Chuck, aren't we supposed to have another budget meeting next week?
I don't remember when, but yeah, we've got another coming, I'm sure.
What we're going to do is invite all the department heads and elected officials to come through that one and kind of talk about where we are.
That's great. That's great. I just kind of wanted to give you guys something just so if you had time, you can just kind of be looking at it and get familiar with it,
Right.
Appreciate that.
You're welcome. The other thing is in the conference room down there that we have in our new building, which is working out great, by the way. We would like to purchase a 42-inch LCD TV and a laptop computer that could be dedicated to that room for presentation purposes. We have the money in the sewer district's utility budget for equipment purchase that we haven't expended on anything so far this year, and we would like to use that for that. I will need the assistance of the GIS department and Gary Morgan's department to help us connect this together if we purchase it, and we need to hang it on the wall there. Just wanted to know if you gentlemen had any concerns or any comments if we proceed with that.
The only comment I would have is a laptop is less secure. Are you guys all right with that?
I'm sorry?
A laptop is less secure. It can walk away easier.
Yeah. Okay.
Is that any concern to you?
Well, it's a concern if it walks away for sure. I was talking with Gary and Sean, a tower desktop model would work just as well also. So we might opt for something like that.
Well, another question is, do you guys need a laptop in the field? If you do, I think it's a great dual-purpose unit. What I don't want to see is it disappear or get used for something else because it is a laptop.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's once again, if you got the money and the budget, I mean, laptop is great. I just want to make sure that you want to spend the extra money for that.
Yeah. Well, that's just my I'm on a learning curve on how we would set this up, to be honest with you. But I don't think we would use a laptop out in the field. What I'd like to do is whatever laptop or desktop that we use would be dedicated to that room, so planning and zoning could utilize it also if they wanted to, so it would be there for them.
Then I would probably suggest, John, that we go with a desktop.
Okay.
It's less likely that it'll be used for other reasons.
Okay, well, that'd be fine.
That's previous experience, I've seen that. So I'm good with it. Chuck, how about you?
Yep, good to go.
Okay. I'll need to run this by the sewer board. Since I was here with you guys, it's going to be a week or so before we meet the sewer board. Just wanted to run it by you guys and see what your thoughts were. And if the sewer board.
And work with Linda or Gary to get that thing through. So, okay. Not a problem.
Sounds great.
What else?
Okay. The computer. Just wanted to clarify, we had our last meeting, there was some confusion over what our current sewer rates were, and, And at this time, the residential rate's $29.86.
And okay, Bob.
Yeah, it's not 37, but...
And someone 37.
Yeah, no, it's $29.86, that's for sure, yeah. You know. On residential, then the non-residential, which is anything other than a residential structure by definition, which would basically commercial, is $33.88 for the first 1,000 gallons used, and then $6.23 for each additional 1,000 gallons used thereafter. And I said,
okay.
I said the first 1,000. It's actually the first. It's $33.88 for the first 2,000 gallons that you utilize. And one of the things that we've been talking about is that the small commercial entities, like, say, for example, a real estate office that has a realtor, maybe an office person there helping them, uses very, very little water. And so we was looking at maybe the base rate and to consider maybe lowering that since they're a low-impact generator, and then raise the cost for each 1,000 gallons used thereafter, because that's really where the money is, and the high users that are generating the grease and the other types of sewage that takes...
John?
Yes?
One thing I'd like you to, before you made that step, you know, the county commission is in the process of rezoning or reclassifying zoning usages within the county. And we're going to have a light commercial, a medium commercial, and a heavy commercial, as well as industrial.
Okay.
Like to see the sewer department tie the rates or the impacts to those zoning codes.
Yeah.
That way, then we aren't sticking out. Because the reason we would do a light commercial, which is what you're talking about, is because there's very little impact, both zoning and from utilities. So before you made that change, I'd sure like to... make sure you kind of looked over what we're planning to do or trying to do.
Yeah, I'd love to.
That way it's kind of more uniformed across the whole county, not just something in the utility, because I agree with, you know, giving them a lower base rate because they're less impact. I just want to make sure it coincides with what codes we're talking about or zoning.
Well, that's a great idea. We would have to present that to the sewer board anyway, you know, and then we got to look at this forecast too and see how it would impact that. But no, on the new zoning things being discussed, that would be a good thing.
Can I throw a couple things out for you, just because they're fresh in my mind from we had a conversation 2 days ago, which was we met with our liability insurance attorney.
Yes.
That is out of state, and they are doing some auditing of processes and trying to reduce the exposure the county has. He brought up two sewer-related ordinances that I'd like to bring to your attention so that you can discuss it with your board.
Okay.
One was a grease trap ordinance. I don't know if you have one, but he's saying that there needs to be an ordinance that mandates, you know, the grease is being pre-treated before you take it.
Yeah, we have one.
Okay, is it? And he would like, and actually, as a service, they would review that to make sure it's stiff enough based off of how EPA is acting and all that.
Yes.
If you wouldn't mind sending that to Bob Paulson, and Bob has this other attorney's name and he could forward it to.
Okay.
And then the other thing that he brought up was called an industrial pre-treat ordinance.
Uh-huh.
Basically, as industry comes, heavy industrial comes in, we want to make sure they're not dumping something horrendous into our system.
Yeah, we've got something similar to that. We call the sewer use ordinance.
Okay,
and,
could you?
It's a little dated. It needs to be updated somewhat, but that's what we have on file.
Could you forward that to Bob? Because this, once again, this gentleman, this attorney, as a service, because we are a customer, is willing to update our ordinances to reduce the liability to the county.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, yeah. That would be great, John, if you could do that.
Yeah, I was at the meeting also, and I thought it was really interesting. And I talked to him briefly about that and asked him if he was going to come out and audit some of our facilities and the way we do business. And
well, I think he'll be coming back again, and he probably will.
Good.
He had... you seem like you never have enough time when someone like that comes in. But
yeah,
anyway, that's all I had, John. So.
Okay. Yeah, I thought it was a good presentation. It was it started out, I didn't know about it, but then again, I kind of got interested in it.
Yeah.
Well, there was a little breakdown in communication. That's my fault.
Did you have something else?
No, that's all I got, guys.
Chuck, I don't have anything else. Anything else for you?
Nope. I think we're good.
Recess.
Talk to you later.
See you guys.
Have a good weekend.
Bye.
Bye.
You too, Chuck. Bye.
See ya. Thank you.